yourself in all of your cities. Hashem is giving you according to your shvatim. And they should judge the nation righteous judgments. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha, it should have just said shaytim v'shaytim titeng v'chol sha'arecha. What is the titeng v'chol v'chol sha'arecha? You should place for yourselves in all of your cities. What is the stress of l'cha? So in the past we've said various pshatim, but I just saw now a very nice pshat from the Sefer Yitach Lev. And he says it up here in Medrash. There's a Yalkut in Tehillim that brings down a very interesting story. Alexander the Great, Alexander Mogdon, he came to visit the country of Katsoy, it was called. I'm not sure what it would be called today. But he went to visit the country of Katsoy that was over the Hare Choshev, the Dark Mountains. So the Melech Katsoy came to greet Alexander. He heard he was coming. He came with presents of gold and kol minei riches to present the great Alexander. Alexander says, I don't need your gold. I don't need your diamonds. I have plenty of that back home. I came here for one purpose only. I wanted to see how you paskin the law for other people. So sure enough, that day, two people came in front of the Melech Katsoy for judgment. They had a litigation, one against the other. The first one claims his title. So I bought my field off of so-and-so. And one time I was digging in the field and I found a treasure. The treasure doesn't belong to me. It obviously belongs to the person that sold it to me. And I don't want it. I want to give it back to him. And the other fellow is tiny. He says, when I sold the field, I sold it with everything in it. You know, and I meant, you know, I don't mean to keep this for myself. I'm not keeping it for myself. And this is the way the argument is going back and forth. So the king of Katsoy said, he says, tell me, do you have a son of marriageable age? He said, yeah. You have a daughter of marriageable age? He said, fine. She said, make a shidduch, and this will be their matana, this treasure will be their matana, the kavod dechas. Sure enough, they were both happy with the din. Alexander is all nervous, you know, mamash, the king asks, but you don't like my psak, how would you have judged it? She says, I would have killed both of them, and I would have taken the treasure for myself. So he says, tell me, does it rain in your country? He asks Alexander, he says, yeah. He says, does the sun shine in your country? She says, yes. He says, do you have animals in your country? He said, yeah. He says, you should know that if it rains in your country and the sun shines, it's not in the merit of human beings. If human beings act that way, then it can't, the sun cannot shine and the rain cannot rain. It's only because the animals, and he quoted a pasuk, Adam will behem with the Shia Hashem. Sometimes it's because Adam that they have the Yeshua from Hashem. Sometimes it has to be besus the animals. When Adam is not Adam, then it has to be besus the animals. So it's up to Yitav Leib. You see from over here that there's two kinds of people that have judgments. There could be a person that he has a diet, he has a judge, when he has a tefillah against somebody else, or when he slept to Bezdin. Bezdin, he doesn't really want the diet, right? But if he has a tefillah against somebody else, he has a claim, a litigation. Or if somebody gets schlepped to Bezdin, that's one kind of a person that goes to court. But there's a different kind of a person that comes as a teveya because he says the money does not belong to me. So there he's accepting upon himself a dayan to ask a shayla, is this money mutter? Is that money mutter? He's not someone that has to be schlepped to Bezdin. He's not someone that comes to Bezdin only as a one-time thing when he has a claim against somebody else. The Bezdin becomes part of his life, and he always asks to Shaila, is this money mutter for me? Is this money not mutter for me? That's what the Torah is telling us over here. That the dayan should be l'cho, it has to be part of your life where you ask the Shailas. It's not only when you're coming to claim against somebody else or when someone else is claiming against you. You have to make the dayan part of you, shaytim v'shaytim titen l'cho. And every time you should ask the Shaila mitzad yourself, am I entitled to this money or am I not entitled to this money? I just like to say, for Yitav Lei, that's that Titel Lecha. Satan Pasuk V'loi, Sikach Shoicha, you should not take bribery, Ki HaShoicha Ya'aver Enei Chachomim, because bribery, it blinds the eyes of the Chachamim, the Yisalev Divrei Tzadikim, and it makes crooked the words of Tzadikim. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says a little bit of a different lashon. It says over there not to take Shoichad, but it doesn't say Ki HaShoichad Ya'aver Enei Chachamim. There it says HaShoichad Ya'aver Pikchim. The Shoichad blinds people that are Pikchim that are able to see straight. The Chayitz is steering from the Pesukim. Why in one place does it say Ya'aver Enei Chachamim? And in the other place it says Ya'aver Enei Pikchim. So the Vilna Gaon says a very good thing. Vilna Gaon says, for someone to be a Dayan, he has to have two mitzvahs. Number one, he has to be a Chacham, which means a Chacham is a Dayan. He has to know, in order to pass him, you can't pass him without knowing the halachas. That's one thing you have to have. But the second mitzvah you have to have is you have to be a Pikeach. You have to know the ways of the world. You have to know how people function. You have to be able to pick up the nuances of a different din and see if everything is being presented to you properly. So it's up to Goyim, that's the pshat over here. There's two mitzvahs. You have to be a chacham in Torah. Hashoyche ya'aver enei chachamim. The person can be the biggest talmud chacham in the world, but his chachma becomes skewed, it becomes, you know, perverted, and he's not able to pass down from the Torah. The second mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim is talking about the pichas. That means to be aware of human beings and how they act and how they present the case. So it takes away from that as well. Each one of those mitzvahs is made crooked by taking shaykh. The Gaon also says, there's a Gemara that says, Kohadon din emes la'amitai. If somebody passes a din emes la'amitai, he's zaycha to oylem haba, to chayi oylem haba. So what is the meaning of emes la'amitai? How's the shaykh emes without being la'amitai? So the Gemara says in the Masechta Shavuot is that it's possible that al pi halachah the din is one way, but a dayan has to be able to pick up mitoich the tainus of the people. He has to be able to see. To me, it seems like this guy is lying, and he has to be able to do something about it. That's called the din merumah. The din merumah is when a dayan picks up they're both timing, and the halachah should dictate so and so. But he's able to tell that something is fishy over here, and a dayan has a koyach of disqualifying the din, just based on his instincts of understanding the ways of people. So kol adon din emes la'amitai means emes al pi Torah, and la'amitai that you know that the taimas are being presented the way they are. But it's shayach to paskin the Torah, the din Torah is this way, but you didn't pick up on the other thing, on the chelik of the Bali Dvarim. So then it's not emes la'amitai. Emes la'amitai means emes, tzai mitzad the Torah, and tzai mitzad being able to pick up if they're presenting the taimas al pi emes. There was a maisa that happened in the times of the night of Yehuda. There was a person, a wine merchant, that was, he hired a guy, Shabbat Abdullah, and he shipped a lot of expensive wine. He was coming, actually he was taking it from a different place and bringing it to Prague. He was going to sell it in Prague. So on the way there, he sees a fellow on the derech who needs a ride. He tells him, where are you going? I'm going to Prague. Oh, hop aboard. This fellow had been around collecting money for chasner, for whatever it was, and he had a wallet laden with money that he had with him. He was very nervous where to put it. So when the Baal HaBayis was not looking, he hid it somewhere between the barrels. Figured it would be safe over there. But he didn't realize that the Baal HaBayis out of the corner of his eye saw what happened. And when this fellow fell asleep, the Baal HaBayis took the opportunity of searching around over there, and he took out the money and he kept it for himself. Comes the end of the trip, they arrive in Prague, and this fellow nervously goes through the barrels to search out his Baal. He doesn't find it. So he starts screaming at the Baal HaBayis, you're the only one that was here, give me back my money. This money, what money? What are you talking about? I put money between the barrels and you're the only one that was here. So he says, Chutz Binyat, there you are. I was kind enough to give you a ride. And this is the way you treat me. That not only don't you thank me, but you're accusing me of stealing from you. How do you do that? He had timers on him. He said, the fellow was over there. He said, what do I do? So he went to the night of you. He cried to the night of you. This guy, you says, to take him to it and tell you in front of me. We'll see. He's mazzling him to it in Torah. And he says he's Tabea, and he's the only one that knew that I put it there. He took my money, and this old fellow springs back, tachutz, bahosa, whatever. But the Noid of Yehuda was able to pick up that the Tevei attacker was telling the truth, and this guy, there was something wrong with. So what does he do? So he says like this. He tells the Teveya, do you have Aiden that he took the money from you? He says, no, it was just me and him. How am I supposed to have Aiden from? He says, no. The halacha is, Hamoitzi Mechaber all of a raya, right? If you're trying to extract money from him, if you don't have Aiden, the money blives by the Mosik. This guy's really happy. He says, however, since you claim you didn't take it, and this fellow Taka put money between the barrels, the only other possible person that could have gone amongst the barrels was the Goyish of Balago. So I'm going to have to be Machus Barabin, that all the wine that you're selling in Prague, you're not allowed to buy. He's like, I'm so bad. He says the wine was very expensive and he knew that he's going to take the loss. So I have to speak to the Rav privately. I have to see you calls me. I'm sorry. My Yitzhar got to bed and he had to be my Dalai Lama. So maybe he said, I don't believe you. You know, I think you're only saying it because you want to save your wife. No, I swear, he cried. He said, I'm ready to make a shvur. He made a shvur and then he gave him a knasma to pay him for the tsar. That's the way it came out. There's a pikhus. First of all, he's able to pick up inside the diners, but also there's a pikhus over there. He was able to extract from this fellow Hoida that he was talking the one that went away. You need chachma and you need pikhus at the same time. Pasuk speaks about the halachas of the melech. One of the main halachas of the melech is because of leyes mishnah hatayra, the korav v'kol yimechayev. The melech has to have a Sefer Torah. He had two Sefer Torah actually, one which he kept with himself privately, the Karaboy Kol Yimei Chayav. So the simple pshat in the Pasuk is, he should lean out of the Sefer Torah his entire life. It's very, Melech has a big tendency of being a Balgaiver and getting carried away with himself and becoming pompous, and that could take him away from Avodas Hashem. The Karaboy Kol Yimei Chayav, he used to learn out of the Sefer Torah his entire life, and that will keep him in check. But the Chassam Sofer teaches differently. The Korobot Kol Yimei Chayav, he should see in the Sefer Torah all of the happenings of his life, which means every activity that he makes, and every step that he takes, it has to be a Torah kind of a step. Kol Yimei Chayav, his entire life has to be Al-Pi-Torah. We say in the Kapitel of David, we say, Achash alti neis Hashem, or Yisrael makesh. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lachzash b'noyim Hashem ulevaker beheikholei. So the word ulevaker is an achloikis hatatayich ulevaker, the archbro, based on many Rishonim taiches, ulevaker, to contemplate, to think in his heichol. That's the way his taiches are, most Rishonim taiches like that. But there's also a pshat that says ulevaker, to visit in his heichol. So the question on that is, if David HaMelech says shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai, so then you're there a whole time, what do you mean you're going to come and visit? You're going to be there a whole time? So what do you mean I want to come and visit the heichol? So there's many pshatim that he said. But I once heard from my Rosh Hashiva, a gift is atzal. He said that David HaMelech knew that as a melech, he has a tremendous responsibility to go out and fight the wars of Klal Yisrael and to go out to be Isaac in the Tzorchei Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. He's not going to be able to sit in the base medrash his whole life, right? On a daily basis, he has to take care of the needs of Klal Yisrael. Now, what did he mean? Wherever I go, I want the base medrash to come with me. The Melchamis should be like the base medrash is with me, dictating to me how to wage a war. The Tzorchei Klal Yisrael, whatever I'm doing on behalf of Klal Yisrael, I want that the limudim that I took from the Beis Medrash should be with me there to teach up exactly what I'm supposed to do. Now, from time to time, for sakes, I have to come back and visit to recharge my batteries and to absorb once again the limudim of the Beis Medrash. But when David HaMelech says, "Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai," wherever I go, I want the Beis Medrash to come with me, and that's the pshat over here that the Chassam Sofer is saying. The Korobot Kol Yimei Chayav in the Sefer Torah, you should read all of the occurrences of his life and all of the occurrences of his life should be dictated al pi d'Torah. One of the isurim that said by a melech is v'loyar v'loynoshim, on Arvurcha, the Yeruchim Lubavitz used to say about this that I just said, that Hakam the mitzvah said for a melech, but Emma says, Kol b'nei Yisrael melochem heim, we b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, it's really said about us as well. That we have to take the Torah and incorporate it into our lives, so all of the happenings of our lives, they're dictated exactly by the Torah. The Torah has an answer for everything. Chofetz Chaim used to say, any question that you have, any shaila that you have, and how to make your hanhagis, everything is in the Torah. That's what Karav Bekoyim Echayav. All the happenings in your life should be out in the Torah. The Torah goes on to say, V'layar v'loy nashim, v'layosur levavay. He should not be mired by nashim, so that his heart does not get led astray. Stating the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph from the days. Why doesn't the Torah give the reasons for the mitzvahs? Because in a couple of places you find that the Torah gave a reason, and because of that, people were led astray. This is one of those places over here. It says, Loyar v'lein ashim, v'loyosur l'vavay. It's mashma, the reason for v'loyar v'lein ashim is so that his heart does not get go astray. Omar Shloimeh, Shloimeh Melech said, ani arve v'loyosur. I'll be marve and I'm not going to go astray. What does it say about Shloimeh Melech? State, Noshiv hitu es l'vavay. It ended up that his heart, his wives led him astray. So the Vilna Gaon says, is the Gemara Masech to Shabbos daf Yudbeis Amid Beis. State in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbona, it's a Braisa, Lo Yikra Lo Eir Haner. A person should not read to candlelight on Shabbos, Shemayata, because if the candle flickers, he might come and fix it, it'll be over on Chil Shabbos, either Mavir or he might extinguish it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Shmuel Ben Elisha said, Ani Yekra, I'll read the Vayata. I'm not going to be Nirshu. Pamachas Kora Vihita, and one time he read Lar Haner, and he was like, Omar, he said, Kamo Gidoilim Divrei Chachomim, Sha'omru Lo Yikra Lar Haner. How great are the words of the Chachomim that say Lo Yikra Lar Haner. So the Vilna Gaon and other Mefarshim asked the question, Chitim, Aikum Hashmalon. How great are the words of the Chacham? You're right. You see, you were right around the words of the Chacham. Take a look at what happened. Like, what was the Kamash one over here? So the Vilna Gaon says, Amari the Kipshat. And then I saw another Hafla the Kipshat in the Sefer Nachal Eliyahu. The Vilna Gaon says, if you look at the Mishnah over there on that Yud brings down the same Halacha, or Yikra Loran there, doesn't say why. Rabbi Shmuel learned the Brice. The Brice is a Ligra, Laura, and there. Why Xavier Shemayat? So Bishmol saw the reason of the Brice, and he said, that doesn't apply to me. I am so careful, it's not going to apply to me. When he saw that the giving of the reason is the cause of me being Nirshul, he said, how beautiful are the words of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. They said, Ligra, Laura, and there, and they didn't give a reason. Right? Had he not known the reason, he wouldn't have been murdered. The same way by Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says that the reason why Shlomo HaMelech was nichshel is because the Torah gave the reason. That's the same thing that Rabbi Shmuel said over here. In the Brice, it says the reason. How yafa, how beautiful are the words of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. They said, just lo yikra lo haner. Is that it? That's a pshat that the Vilna Gaon says. But then now, I saw for the first time a Mayur the Gipshat from the Sefer Nachal Eliyahu. This is the following. Who are we talking about? The Shlomo HaMelech. Can you imagine if the Chofetz Chaim says to himself, I know for a fact I am not going to be over. You're talking about the Kodesh HaKadosh. I know for a fact I'm not going to be over. It is 1,000% sure that in Metzias he cannot be over. Now, carry that to the Vilna Gaon and to the Rambam. Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Mikol Odom, says, I will marry many wives and it's not going to happen to me. You're talking about the Mechaber of Koheles, which the Ikur Nekudas here is Shemayim. The Mechaber of Shir HaShirim, where the Ikur Nekudas Ahavas Hashem. The Mechaber of Mishlei, the concepts of Mishlei, the word Moshe, and he was Moshe on himself. You're talking about from the greatest people in history, and he is made on himself. I know for a fact I am not going to be this. So you know, 1,000%, it can't happen. How did it happen? The Torah says, because if the Torah says, L'yabla noshem l'yosos l'bavai, the Torah's kaveh the mitzias in the Bria. The Torah's the blueprint for the Bria. And if the Torah says, L'yabla noshem l'yosos l'bavai, then the greatest of people, Shlomo HaMelech, can be made on himself. And it could be mitzias, it's true. But the Torah creates the mitzias in the Bria. And if the Torah says, if you do it, you will be led astray, then you will be led astray. The Torah is conveying the Mitzvahs in the world. That's Shadow Mir. Okay, that's all very good if the Torah says it. But in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, the Chacham said it. The Chacham says, well, Yikra Lohan there. Right? Why? And Rabbi Shmuel was 100% clear with himself. He's not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? Here the Torah didn't say it. But when he saw that he was over, he says, Kamiyofe Chachomim, that even the Chachomim had the Koyach to be Kodeya, the Mitzias and the Bria. Not only is the Torah Kodeya the Mitzias and the Bria, but even the Chachomim are Kodeya the Mitzias and the Bria. And if they say, well, Yikru Loraner, Shema Yate, I could be made of myself 1,000 times over, I'd be 1,000% sure. Over the Chachomim, the same way the Torah's Kodeya the Mitzias, the Chachamim are kaveh the Mitzvahs and the Bria. That's the Lashon of Chazal, right? Lashon of Chazal is, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. How great is the Koyach of the Chachamim that when they say Lo Yikro or Haner, that's kaveh the Mitzvahs that you're going to be mad at. And that's a tremendous lesson to all of us. So, Mordechai Meissen. The Vilna Goyim one time was suffering. He had some problem with his ear. And generally speaking, the Goyim was on a medrash, he didn't go to doctors. So that's his, the people that were that great, the Ramban speaks about it, you know, what's a makom of a tzaddik in a, you know, the base roifin. He don't want to go to a doctor. So the mishpacha found out that there's a woman that makes a lachash for different kinds of sicknesses. You know, she has these chants or whatever, and she has something for the ear. So the Goyim said, okay, send her over. So he asks her, what is your lachash for an ear, an earache, a problem with the ear? So she took out a glass of water and she made a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Nehyeh B'dvarei. You know, that's her lachash. She drank the water. So the Goyim said, where did you hear such a lachash? Who told you this? So I heard him in Hashemayim. How? She said about 20-something years ago, she said she became an almana. She was left with children in the house. It wasn't a penny. She had to support her family. She didn't know what to do. She went to the Beis Medrash. She opened up, she did what women did in those days. She opened up the Aron Kodesh. She put her head and she started crying. Rabbeinu Shlomo, I need panos to help me. She heard a voice told her, make a bracha shachal mi'avidvari. And she started using this as a lachash, and it worked. So when the guy heard this, he started laughing. And from the laughing, the pus burst in his ear, and the thing got cured. So they asked him, like, what's the laughter? So the guy answered, I was that basko. What happened? She was in the Beis Medrash learning, and a woman rushes in, and she sticks her head into the Aron Kodesh, and at the time she was disturbing his learning, and he saw she was in a terrible matzah, and he doesn't know why he said it, but it was all believing to say, make a shakom, he had to borrow it. And it turns out that this woman used this for her pranosa, and it worked. So you see from over here, the guy himself didn't know why he said it, but when Hashemai, they put it in his mouth. That's the koyach of chachamim, right? That they're able to say something and their deeper works. Chachamim or kaveya or mitzias and the bria. And the end result was that it cured him, you know, it cured him al yidei this lachash which when Hashemai they put in his mouth to say. That is the koyach of the chachamim. One of the things that the Torah speaks about in this week's parish is the parish of Orei Miklot. It says that says in Chazal that someone that goes into Golos and the Arim Miklat, he killed the Shoyge, so he has to stay there at Mois Kohen Godel, until the Kohen Godel is lifted. So it says in the Gemara in the Sefer Makis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Imoy Shel Kohen Godel Hoysam Aspekes, Yoshvei Arim Miklat Mayim Umbazim. The mothers of the Kohen Godel, the mother of the Kohen Gedolim, used to come and support the people there that were sitting there in the Arei Miklat with water, with parnasa, kedesh lo yispalu al b'neim sheyamusu, so that they shouldn't die, daven that the Kohen Gadol should die. They're waiting for the Kohen Gadol to die so that they can go out free. So the mothers, to get them, you know, to appease them, they used to bring them food so that they shouldn't die. So the Mefarshim and that Gemara is Tukash, is number one. The tefillah of a Ritzayach is such a chashiv tefillah that, you know, they were afraid that it's going to cause the Kohen Gadol to die. He's a Ritzayach, Shaykh, he did do something wrong, he needs a kapara. So there's a chash that a Ritzayach's tefillah is going to work, that's number one. Number two, and what happens when she brings the food? So the people are going to stop davening, they want to get out of here as quickly as possible, you know? So that's going to stop them from davening, they still want to get out, it doesn't change the mitzvahs. So I saw a terrorist brought down. Number one, that is the koyach of tefillah. The koyach of tefillah is that if it's by keyam itoich halev and it's done in all earnestness, even the tefillah of a person that's a reitzeach is heard up in shamayim, it's able to split shamayim. Marshal ma'adar v'daimet. If you put a sword in the hand of a weak person, right, it's still sharp, and even if he's weak, but if he moves it in, it can cause tremendous damage, right? The koich of tefillah, Yaakov Avinu says, "Ashalakachti yada amayri becharbi uvekashti." So even if you put tefillah into the hands of a person that's not on eyes, madreig, but if he means it sincerely and he dabbles with the koyach, it's able to be piled. So in the middle of the second question is answered as well. What did they accomplish by giving water and by giving mazin? They're going to stop davening. No, they might not stop davening. But the tefillah is not going to be such a shtark tefillah because Lamaisa, the mother of this person he's davening against, supplied him. And for it, he feels, you know, I'm going to daven out. So even if he davens, it's not with the same inke halev, and the mele does not have the koyach of being part of the way it would be in case you did not give the food. But you see from over here, the koyach of tefillah, if it's done the inke halev, if it's done tackled with an earnestness, then that's tremendous courage, even if the person's not on a high madrega, but feels like a cherub, a charbi, a kashti. So in the sefer that I saw this pshat, it brings down a merdik in ice. It's kedai to hear this in Elul, especially when tefillah is one of the three main vessels that we have to come in close to Hashem. There was a yid by the name of Rav Avram, he was a big Talmud Chacham. He was married for a few years with his wife. Never, they didn't have any children. They tried this and they tried that. So some of their yidden told them they should travel to Vienna. That's where they have the big doctors over there. There was a world-renowned doctor in Vienna that dealt with these inyanim. And this was their hope. This was their hope. It took 2 weeks to travel to Vienna. They lived in Litten. They traveled to Vienna. They finally got into this doctor and they presented him with the problem and he took tests. Not only did the doctor not help them, but he told them it's a lost case. He said, there's no way in the world, the way I see them, it's serious. There's no way in the world that I see that you'll ever be able to have children. He said, you have to face reality. The wife wanted to burst out crying. She wanted to cry the whole time on, but she was embarrassed in front of the other travelers, so she held back her crying. She got back home. And she lived together with her father and mother. They lived in the same house. She didn't want to be inside her father. And she also didn't want to share his learning. He was a big Talmud Chacham. She didn't want to share his learning. So she used to cry outside by herself. She used to cry and cry and cry and cry. And Mamash not stopped crying. So one day her father came out. He sees his daughter red in the face and there's tears. He says, my daughter, what's wrong? So she tried getting out of it. She has an infection in her eyes, but he saw right away that that's not the story. She said, tell me what's wrong. I want to hear the MS. So she told him. She went with her husband. They went to Vienna. And over there, the doctor told him there is no hope whatsoever. And the Zehu. So her father told her, Shteitin Pasik, Korav Hashem L'chol Korav, L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emes. What's the Pshat L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emes? Do people call out to Hashem not Be'emes? So he touched. He says, a lot of times people call out to Hashem, but they also have side ways of Ishtadlis to get them what they need. That's not totally Be'emes, because in the recess of their heart, they're also hoping that maybe somebody else will help them. But when a person loses all hope in Bnei Adam, when he has no other way out except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emes. Then you're calling out to Hashem, Einoi Milvadai, there's nobody else that can help me but Hashem. So until you went to that doctor, so when you dive into Hashem, you also have in mind that somebody else can help you. But you're crying right now. It's because you know nobody else can help you but Hashem. Now your tefillah is going to be heard. This person that told her this, her father, was none other than the Baal HaLashem. And within a year they had a child, and that child was none other than Rav Eliashiv, Zecher Tzadik L'Kadosh L'Vracha, that lit up the whole world with his Torah. But that's Karav Hashem L'Chol Karav L'Chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emes. Tefillah that comes of an emes dekein kehalev, that penetrates Shemayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to. And that's something that, you know, we shouldn't have tzaras. You know, it's shayach to come to the Madrega Meinoid Mulvadai without, if we internalize to ourselves that Einoid Mulvadai is brought down in the Sfar, I saw brought down, that in the morning when we say Adonai Elohim Hashem Malach, and we have Kavona, that we are totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person will be masliyah throughout the day. She brought down the Shem Kadmayim, that is a kita atzlacha throughout the day. So it's shayach to internalize that Einoid Mulvadai, that's Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emes. A good and Shabbos, everybody.